Teresa, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing these days.
Okay. Teresa Hendricks, and I'm down here in Kansas City now, and I'm working on several different projects, most of them all tied still to agriculture. Mm-hmm. One, Country Living Association, which just launched about a year ago, and very involved in that and just the development of it and the cheerleading behind it and really getting companies involved and also working on member value. And then I still do business development work for McCormick in the agriculture area and also for DataCore marketing in the ag area.
So you're staying kind of busy these days.
Pretty busy, yeah. Yep.
Well, we're at just about to kick off the first Country Living Olympics. And with your involvement with the organization, tell me a little bit about, not just how you're involved, but what it's been like to get this thing going and up to the point where we're at now.
Okay. Chuck, actually, from when some of the idea was concepted behind it, and if you look, almost everybody that's involved in rural life or agriculture has some group that they're really tied to. And whether that is they're in the commodity business, a soybean association, corn growers association, whatever, but or even hunting and fishing, whether they're part of the bass association. But there really isn't anybody that represents people that just share the one commonality, which is sharing the passion for country living. And that's really what the association was developed. Getting it started, we have had just people say that they're almost looking for something like this, both on the member side and the sponsor side. It's been really exciting to have companies, you know, really saying, hey, we get the vision and we want to support that. We want to be a part of it from the beginning. We want to grow with it. We've had great support from some key partners in that. John Deere jumped on board. They've been instrumental in this market as they try to figure out how to market. Everybody seems to be looking for, there's plenty of places to do advertising. They're looking for a place where they can get some engagement activities, and that's really what the association is meant to do, is create dialogue both online and in person, which is part of the Olympics, is creating an activity where people who love country living can compete in some fun things, but they also get to know each other.
Well, I like the way Courtney said it in an interview, in her comments yesterday, creating a community for these people who share this passion. How would you describe how it's going?
You always want things to grow bigger, faster, quicker, mm-hmm. and yet at the same time, we've developed it almost with a controlled growth strategy, because we want to make sure that as membership grows, we're providing value to those members, and it's always that chicken and the egg, you know, getting sponsors so you have funding to do what's appropriate, and getting members, and so it's been kind of a zigzag, and so far, we're really on track to where we want to be. There are so many of these country livers out there. Are we as big as we want to be? No. Are we as big as we can be? No. But, you know, we really thought starting this out, if at the end of year one, we would have, you know, some members, some engaged members. And we're sitting at 11,600 today, and we have some huge membership activities that are going to launch in January. So we expect that number to double and triple and beyond that, actually.
So really, the organization itself then becomes not only a resource for its members, but for the people who are marketing, you know, your corporate partners or potential ones.
Absolutely.
You're kind of creating a mechanism that can allow them to reach that audience.
Absolutely, to reach it and find a way to engage with them, which is really, really the priority. If they can engage, they can hear and learn what those people want, how they want it, what services, and this is not your traditional ag, mm-hmm. how people want to be communicated to. It's very different. People in a passion type of association are very different than people in a business association.
Well, thank you very much, Teresa. We need to get moving here because I see we're about to start the Olympics. Looking forward to doing that. Thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.